Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. I'm having a little problem here with the music. To God be the glory. Let me put on some music here. All glory be to God. I was trying to kill some time, but go. Glory be to God. Happy Shabbat. To God be the glory for the great things He has made, He has done for us. Today I want to talk a little bit on the Sabbath day. It's something that the Lord has placed on my heart. It's what I'm supposed to do. It's what I should be doing. The Lord has given me this message some years ago. And, you know, when the Lord talk about the talents that He gave to us, some He give one, some He give two, and some He give five. And the one who bury his one talent in the earth. And, you know, when the Lord came back, He pushed the talent in front of the Lord and He said, Master, here's your talent. You're a hard man. So that's why I buried it in the earth. And so you're here. I give it back to you. And the Lord said, cast this unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. And He said that He will be taking the gifts that He gave each and every single one of us from those with one and give it to those that have more than one. And so, folks, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in Him, because He is so worthy to be praised. Today I want to talk a little bit about the rest, the Sabbath day rest that the Lord has given to us. Now if you read John chapter 7 verse 23, it tells us, John chapter 7 verse 23 tells us that if a man on the Sabbath day, just bring it up here. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses shall not be broken, are you angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? And He said, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So here we see that Yeshua is going around making people whole, making causing the lame to walk and the blind to see. Back up to verse 19, it says, that did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keep the law, and you go about to kill me. You know, and so folks, we are to keep the law of God. We are to honor the law of God that He gave to His prophet Moses. Yeshua went about healing, making the lame to walk and opening the eyes of the blind. The Bible also tells us that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. Free from what? Free from the pain and the suffering and the hurt that we experience every day in this life. Free from the flesh. Free from Satan's temptings and temptations and trials of this life. Free from this world. Free from the flesh, because this is not who we are. We were born, created in the image and likeness of our Heavenly Father. And who is God? Who is our Heavenly Father? Well, the Bible tells us God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And He also said, he that come to Him to worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we are spirit beings living in a flesh body. We are living in this earthen clay. And when we have the truth abiding in us, Yeshua is the truth. So then you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Yeshua is the truth. And when we have the truth abiding in us, then the Holy Spirit comes and He illuminates the truth. He brings wisdom to the truth. He brings understanding to the Word of God, which is the truth inside of us, in our hearts and in our minds. And so I just want you to know today that Yeshua give us, he is the truth. And when He said, the Lord God made the heavens and the earth, and He gave us 6 days, and to do our own thing. 6 days, 6,000 years. The scripture tells us a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. So he gave us 6 days to do our own thing. Each and every single one of us have a specific amount of time allotted in this life. That's why there is a scripture that says, Lord, teach us how to number our days. Our days are numbered upon this earth, upon planet earth. That's why when the Lord created the heavens and the earth, and he said, let there be light, and there was light, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And then he created the next thing, and then he said the morning and the evening was the second day. He numbered the days. You and I, our days are numbered on planet earth. There is coming a day when the angel of God, the seventh angel, is going to sing the seventh trumpet. Seven, there you go again, seven, the seventh angel singing the seventh trumpet. And he will pronounce that time shall be no more. That's why he numbered the days and he gave us the days, the 6 days. Or 7,000 years if you want to go back to the days of Adam and Eve. We have 6,000 years, each man in their own time. That's why we each have to number our days, because we have a number of days upon this earth. And what do you do with the days that the Lord God gave to you? The Bible tells us we must seek the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And when we do that, we will find him. We have to seek God. We have to find our way back to him. We were created in his image and in his likeness. We were created in Christ Yeshua for good works unto salvation. That's why we are here. The Sabbath rest is at hand. Do you know that the Sabbath day, the seventh day, which is the Lord God named, the Sabbath day, that's the only day that the Lord God named out of the 7 days. The seventh day is the only day he named. He called it the Sabbath of the Lord. It's not the Sabbath of the Jews. It's not the Sabbath of Israel. It's not the Sabbath of anyone. As a matter of fact, the Sabbath day was created way before there was a people called the Jewish people or the house of Israel. Actually, the Sabbath day was created during creation week. Gave us the 6 days to do our own thing. And in that 6 days, what do you do with it? What do you do with the time within that six days that he gave to you? Would determine your outcome in the end. What are you going to do on that day when you stand before him? The time that God gave each and every single one of us on this earth is to love one another. Most importantly, is to keep the greatest commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. And we are to seek to love God above all things. Without you having the love of God abiding in your heart, then you cannot please him. You cannot serve him. You cannot honor him. You cannot keep his commandment. You cannot keep his law. Seek the Lord and ask him to teach you how to love him. Seek him before it's too late. There's another part of the scripture, John chapter 9, verse 14 tells us, and it was the Sabbath day when Yeshua made the clay and opened his eyes. This man who was blind from birth, all his life he was blind. He was in his 30s. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not of God because he keep not the Sabbath day. Because he healed on the Sabbath day. Because he opened the eyes of the blind. Because he caused the lame to walk. Because he helped the halt, opened the ears of the deaf, and he raised the dead. He did most of his miracles, most of his healing, folks, on the Sabbath day. Why? There's a reason for everything that the Lord has done. He haven't done anything that's written in the pages of the Bible out of randomness. Every single thing, every work that the Lord has done upon this earth, every work that Yeshua has done upon this earth was done for a purpose and for a reason. Him healing and making whole, he make this man, these people, every whit whole on a Sabbath day for a good reason. And that reason is because it points to our eternal rest in Yeshua for all eternity. Listen. There is coming a day when the angel, seventh angel, will sound the seventh trumpet and say, time shall be no more. There will be no more days. There will be no more time for you and me. Days are numbered. God numbered the days, but he named the Sabbath day. The Sabbath is eternal. It's the one eternal day, it's even the eighth day. Eight is the number of eternal. Seven is God's signature on time. God end creation with the seventh day. And he will open eternity with the seventh day. Seven is symbolic, and the seventh day is the Sabbath, eternal rest in Yeshua. We are going to spend that seventh day, that millennium reign, that Sabbath rest in Yeshua for 1,000 years in the New Jerusalem, and then heaven and earth will pass away, and he will make all things new. And that seventh day, that Sabbath day, take us way into eternity. The seventh day will never end because it's eternal rest in Christ. The Bible tells us that the Sabbath day is a perpetual sign. It's an everlasting sign between us and God. An everlasting sign. It's a sign of everlasting rest, an everlasting peace. That's why he healed. He did most of America and did most of his healing on the Sabbath day, because on the Sabbath day, we will be healed. We will rest from our sins. We will rest from the flesh. We will rest from death and dying and sicknesses and diseases and pain and suffering. We will rest in him for all eternity. Folks, I know that many do not know or understand the meaning of the Sabbath day, the meaning of the seventh day Sabbath. And many people are running around speaking their own thing, speaking their own words about the Sabbath day, adding to it and taking away from it. You cannot even add not even one strand of hair to your head. Why do you add to the word of God? You cannot take anything from who you already are. Why do you take away from the word of God? What if someone from somewhere else come up who never knew you and don't know the meaning and the understanding of you having two eyes and proceeded to take one of your eyes out of your head and say, oh, you don't really need this other eye? How would you feel? It would just take away your vision as to how you see things. It would be an uncomfortable situation. You're never going to be the same. You won't be able to see the same way. You won't feel the same way about yourself. When we take away from God's law, from his commandment, we're dishonoring him. We are showing him that we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. Listen, folks. Like I said, many do not understand the meaning of the seventh day Sabbath. And because of this, the enemy has blinded the eyes of many, causing many to question the law, to question the law of God. And to say, did God really say? Just as the father of lies, just as Satan said in the Garden of Eden, just as he questioned Eve in the Garden of Eden when Eve said, thus said the Lord said we shouldn't touch this apple or eat it or even converse with it. Because on that day that we eat of this tree, we shall surely die. Satan is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when we believe his lies, when we take part in the lies of the enemy, we're actually eating the apple. Apple symbolizes fruit. The fruit of the spirit or the fruit of the flesh or the fruit of the wicked one. Satan is that tree that bears the lying fruit, the fruit of deception, the fruit of death and dying and destruction and sicknesses of diseases. Satan is the one that's bearing the fruit of lies, the father of lies, questioning the authority of God. He said, did God really say, God doesn't really mean that. He just meant like in the day you eat of this, your eyes will be open and you will be like the gods. What gods? The gods of this world. He lied to her. He said, you not surely die. Eve didn't just die of the flesh, but she died of the spirit. If God didn't come and forgive her, I believe that she has been forgiven. But eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which send us straight to hell. Many question the law of God, just as in the days of Adam and Eve. Oh, did God really say we should keep the Sabbath day on the seventh day? Don't question the authority of the Most High God. Just do whatever he say, when he say it, how he said it. Satan is up to his old lies. And there is nothing new under the sun. He will come and he will use the word of God and the law of God and he will change it up and he will twist it. And he will say, oh, it doesn't really matter. The law doesn't matter. The commandments doesn't matter. The Sabbath, oh, you can keep any day you want. Questioning the law, whispering in your heart, did God really mean that? You should not keep the Sabbath on that particular day. Oh, you can keep it on whatever day you want. Folks, it's called doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons. And I believe that this was the first sermon preached preached to man by Satan, the devil, by the devil himself, the enemy of God and men. Think about it. The seventh day is the only day that God named. The seventh day. The other days are numbered. So are the days of man. Our days are numbered. Sabbath means eternal rest in Yeshua. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Are you going to continue to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Eat the fruits of the devil. Eating the fruit from the tree of life, Yeshua. God himself, who put down these laws and these commandments from day one. He is the tree of life. He said we should honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And God does not discriminate. He meant every single one of us. And don't say, oh, that's a Jewish thing. Or, oh, well, Jesus Christ, if you want to talk like that, then Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came from the lineage of the Jews, from the house of Israel. He who died for your sins and my sins. So if you want to go there, then. But folks, the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It changed not. And the same law, the same word that he gave to the children of Israel, he gave to those of us who adopted the word of God and who we adopted into the family of Abraham, into the family of God. Become one with the house of Israel. The house of Israel, the word Israel means covenant. It's a covenant people. Tell you something. There is coming a day when God will require from you what you have done with the time he gave to you and what you have done with the word that is written in the pages of the Bible. Have you seek him out and search him out? Have you come to him and ask him to show you the truth? Ask him to teach you the truth in all things. Ask him to teach you how to love him. Ask him to teach you how to understand his word, teach you all things. He said, we have not because we ask not. And there are times when we ask amiss. We ask not really believing what it is we're asking for. We ask with wavering faith. Folks, I just want you to know today that God is the Father of all of us. And he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And he didn't come to point a finger at you and to say, oh, you have done this or you have done that. He haven't condemned you because he came to die in your place. But all he's saying to you today, go and sin no more. Start honoring him. And many will say, oh, we are saved by grace. His commandments can't save us. Yeah, well, Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It is he that love me, that keep my commandments, show that he love me. He that love me not, keep not my commandments. Tell you something. Yes, it's by his grace. And you know what grace means? Grace means time mingled with mercy. Time to do what? Time to repent and turn away from your sins. God give you time, me and you, time. And he told us to number our days. Time to repent and turn from our wicked ways. By his mercy, he give us time. That's what grace means. When we were yet sinners and he could have killed us, judge us right there and kill us because we haven't repaid the debt. He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to die in your place. And I'm going to give you time to repent and time to turn away from your sin because of my mercies. I'm giving you time, grace. And you are to honor me. Keep my word, everything that I say, do it. If you can't do these little things right now, right here, how are you going to honor him with the bigger things that he has prepared for us in heaven? Tune in next time for the second part of this show, which I will schedule. And may God richly bless and keep you always. To God be the glory for the great things he has done to us and for us. Praise God. Happy Shabbat. Shalom.
how you see him as he dies for your sins. But the word says he was battered and scarred. Did you miss that part? Sometimes I doubt we'd recognize him. I'm tired.